But I bet that most of you will probably have one of these around the table at lunchtime. Maybe not quite as big as this. A Christmas cracker. And did you know that you can tell the Christmas story using a cracker? And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to think about the Christmas message using a Christmas cracker. Now let's start off with the tube. All crackers have a tube, don't they? It's a vital component. Without the tube, everything else in the cracker falls apart. And you know, that's just like Joseph. Joseph is perhaps a bit overlooked in the Christmas story. A bit like men at the birth of their children. They may be a bit underappreciated. And it's easy to kind of to focus on Mary, focus on the baby Jesus, the angels and everybody else. It's easy to forget about Joseph. But you know, Joseph has a vital role to play in the Christmas story. Did you know that if it wasn't for Joseph, then Jesus wouldn't have been called Jesus? It was Joseph who gave Jesus his name after the angel told him to give him that name. It's because of Joseph that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That's where Joseph was from. It's because of Joseph that Jesus escaped being killed by Herod and he escaped to Egypt. So without Joseph, a lot of the promises that God had for the Messiah, for Jesus, they wouldn't have been fulfilled. They wouldn't have held together. So Joseph was God's appointed protector. He was like the outer tube protecting Jesus when he was that vulnerable baby. He made sure that Jesus was kept safe, that the Saviour of the world could be protected so that he could go on and complete his mission. So that's Joseph, the strong outer part of the cracker. Now crackers, if they just had an outer tube on their own, they wouldn't be very attractive, would they? You wouldn't perhaps want them on your table. So you need a bit of nice, kind of fancy, decorative wrapping around the outside. And can anybody tell me what the outer wrapping of the cracker might represent in the Christmas story? Which character might be the nice, pretty, kind of feminine, motherly part of the cracker? Anybody? I've got some sweets as well, so that might encourage you to give some answers. Tyler. Mary, well done. Mary. And of course, you can't have the Christmas story without Mary, can you? She is a really important part. She was that humble young woman who the angel Gabriel visited and said that you are going to have a baby. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will give birth to the Son of God. And she was that young woman who wrapped Jesus in her love and in her body. And as those amazing events that accompanied Jesus' birth unfolded, she pondered these things in her heart. She stored up all these things. And you know, 33 years later, that heart of hers would be pierced with the pain of Jesus' death on the cross outside Jerusalem. So that's Mary. She wrapped Jesus in her love right from the moment he was conceived by the Holy Spirit up until the point that he died on the cross. So that's Mary and Joseph, two important characters in the Christmas story. But crackers aren't designed just to sit there nicely on the table, are they? They're designed to be pulled open. And you always need a friend to do that. So I wonder if I could have a volunteer to come and help me. Josh, your hand went straight up. Come on up then. Now I should warn you, and probably warn your parents as well, that this cracker comes with a government health warning. You see, it was made by Keith. And I asked him to include a bang with the cracker. So I won't take any risks. You might want to put these on. I've been assured that this end is the end with a bang. So the other end. Okay. We'll turn it around. You don't want to go to calendar with one arm missing. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Right, hold on tight. Yep. We'll see if this works. One, two, three. Oh. Just imagine a really big bang. Oh, There we go.
It's going to go off.
Is that? Hey! Thanks, Josh. Well, at least no children or animals were hurt in this Christmas message. Well, who can tell me where the bang might be in the Christmas story? What might be the bang, the thing that suddenly happened and everybody was surprised about it? Joseph? The angels, well done. Can you catch? Oh, sorry. I should play for the England cricket team. So the angels appeared, and that's the bang. Imagine being out there on the hills outside Bethlehem, and suddenly an angel of the Lord appears, and the glory of the Lord shines around you. You'd be terrified, wouldn't you? No wonder that angel had to say, don't be afraid, don't worry, because they came to bring great news, good news of salvation. And then suddenly the whole company of the heavenly host appeared with the other angel, praising God at the top of their voices. What a way to announce the birth of the Saviour of the world. Jesus certainly came into this world with a bang. The angels appeared. So now we've got the angels added to the Christmas story. And let's look inside the cracker, just to see what else we have in here. I wonder what's the first thing that you look at when you open your cracker? What about the jokes? I did say that Keith made this cracker. So what do you get if you cross a snowman and a shark? That's right, you can have a sweet for that. What kind of paper likes music?
Paper. Yeah.
Have you read these jokes before? Okay, one final one. What song did Cinderella sing as she waited for months for her photo to come back from the chemist? Yeah. You're good. But can anybody tell me what the joke is in the Christmas story? What's the funny part of the Christmas story? It's a bit of a cryptic one, this. You might not get it straight away. Nobody, there's some sweets going. Oh, Naomi, do you know? The shepherds. That's the funny bit of the Christmas story, that the shepherds were told first. Now, a bit like those jokes, you might not think that's very funny. But if you were around at that time, if you were living at that time, then you would have found it funny that shepherds were the first people that God chose to tell everybody about his son coming into the world. You see, shepherds, they were the lowest of the low. They were nobodies. They were outsiders. And no wonder, because they lived with sheep. And if you live with sheep all the time, then you're probably going to be a bit smelly. You'll be a bit scruffy. They probably didn't have very good table manners. And if there was anybody who you thought wouldn't be invited to a garden party at Buckingham Palace, then it was probably the shepherds. And yet, God chose them to be the first people to visit the King of Kings. And just like with Joseph and Mary, God chooses ordinary people, people like you and me, people like shepherds, to be part of his story. So that's the shepherds. Now, after reading the joke, you may then get the crown out. I think there's two kinds of people in this world. I think there's people who wear the crown out of the cracker, and there's people who don't. I think I'll fall into the former category. So what do you think the crown represents in the Christmas story? Yes? Yeah? Who wears a crown? A king. I'll give you a sweet anyway. Oh. Oops. I'll get the hard hat for you. Do you remember the carol, "We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts, we travel afar"? Well, actually, we're not told in the Bible that they were kings. We're not told how many of them there were. We're not told their names. We do know that there were three presents. But the one thing that we do know about these people, and they're called wise men in the Bible, we know why they came, why they went to visit Jesus. They saw the star of the king in the sky, and they came to worship him. And you know, people of all walks of life, people of all nationalities, of all ages, have been worshiping him ever since. So will you join with them in their worship this morning? Or will you be like the other king in the Christmas story? And that was King Herod, the king who tried to get rid of Jesus. He didn't want Jesus to reign over him. He didn't want another king ruling in his kingdom. And you know, that's what sin is all about. That's the essence of sin. It's rejecting God's rule, rejecting his authority, rejecting the king that he's given us. And that leads us on to the final part of the cracker. Every cracker has a gift, doesn't it? And here's the gift that's in this one. Now, can anybody tell me, a really easy one now, who is the gift in the Christmas story? Theo.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think I'll come a bit closer. Jesus was the gift that God gave us. And he came to this world at Christmas to save his people from their sins. Just like a life jacket will save you from drowning in the sea. Now that's a pretty good present, isn't it? It's better than the false moustaches or whatever you get in your cracker this afternoon. But you know, just like a life belt. A life belt will only save you if you wear it, if you put it on. And Jesus is the same. His gift of salvation is for those who accept it for themselves, who take it on, who trust in Jesus. And that's what he offers all of us this morning. So when you're around the table this afternoon and you pick up the crackers, remember the Christmas story. Remember Joseph and Mary. Remember the shepherds. Remember the angels. Remember the wise men. And remember Jesus, the gift that God has given to each of us and is offering us this Christmas.